Hi, I'm Landon Saunders. This is Heartbeat. Let me test your memory. When the year 1970 rolled around, do you remember how you felt? If you were like most of us, you breathed a great sigh of relief. The violent 60s were finally behind us. The riots, sit-ins, assassinations, all that was past. And we looked forward to the 70s as a refreshing change. But the 70s had a hard time getting off the ground, if you remember. A crisis in government, a crisis in energy, inflation, strange new religious cults. The 70s, too, were a difficult time. And frankly, I'm glad to see a new decade. I'm hoping for the next few years that they will prove to be what we'll call turnabout 80s. And if the people I talk to are any indication, it well may be a turnabout decade. I don't think people are happy with their lives. They've come to realize money will never buy them all they want, and they're never going to be able to solve all their problems. No politician has been found to open the door to a utopia. And I'm hearing of more people all the time who want a turnabout in their lives. They're tired of loving things and using people. They're tired of looking for the pot of gold that isn't at the end of the rainbow. And they're tired of always being too busy, too afraid, too lonely, too discouraged, and too aimless. They want a change. But of course, not just any change. The people I talk to want two things. First, they want something to live for. We admire people who have a purpose in life. They've given themselves to a cause, something that has become larger than life to them. They may be ordinary people, but they have something to live for, and if necessary, even something to die for. They've become extraordinary because their lives have been filled with something great. And second, people want to feel good about themselves. They already know all the bad about themselves. They want to hear some good for a change. They want to hear somebody say, "Hey, you're okay. I like you. I accept you the way you are." I think this is what people want to hear. And this is what they want to feel. They want to feel good about themselves. Those are two goals worthy of anybody's concentration. But that's a key word, concentration. Having something to live for and feeling good about yourself, these don't just happen. It's like shooting an arrow toward a bullseye. It takes know-how and it takes practice. The question is, how do you begin? Well, I have some suggestions. They're not magic, but they do give us a place to start. Why not have the 80s be the turnabout decade for you? If that's what you want, write the word turnabout on a card and send it to me at this address, Heartbeat, Hartford, Connecticut. I'll write you back some ideas which I believe could set off a chain reaction in your life. Just write the word turnabout on a card along with your name and address and mail it to me at this address, Heartbeat, Hartford, Connecticut. This is Heartbeat.